From lands near and far, here is this week's edition of the Odyssey series. Her voice was distinctively centered as a contralto. Her deep love and affinity for Cuban music was unparalleled, and her unmistakable style and contagious smile was simply beyond comparison. Her name, Celia Cruz. Her music was, in a word, magical.
Por si acaso no regreso, yo me llevo tu bandera, lamentando que mis ojos liberada no te viera. Porque tuve que marcharme, todos pueden comprender. Pensé que en cualquier momento a tu suelo iba a volver.
I would first learn of her greatness not here in the U.S., but in Cuba, during my first visit in 2007. There I discovered how broadly she is celebrated nationally and how her music, seasoned with the caliente especia, defines Latin music, which today remains a richly textured sound rooted in the musical landscape of Cuba. In addition, the thread of African spiritual, rhythmic, and melodic influences weaves a narrative that bridges lands, events, culture, and the imagination. The late Celia Cruz was a Cuban-American salsa performer, and though the genre originates in New York and not in Cuba, it has over time become hugely popular across the island. Cruz, one of the most popular salsa artists of the 20th century, earned 23 gold albums and was renowned internationally as the Queen of Salsa. She recorded more than 50 albums, spent her career living in New Jersey, working all across the United States, and traveling as a performing artist to several Latin American countries, Europe, and Africa. Cruz, arguably the best known and most influential woman in the history of Cuban and Latin music, was an ambassador for the variety and vitality of the music created in her homeland through sounds that include bolero, cha-cha-cha, danzón, son, mambo, rumba, and the more recent boogaloo. These are just some. And though Cruz easily navigated around them all, salsa remained a fan favorite across the globe, despite the fact that other Cuban-authored sounds have greater historical and cultural significance. Among the many sources on Cuban music is author Ned Sublett's extensive book, Cuba and Its Music. For my taste, it's the most comprehensive coverage on the Latin music scene, artists, styles, including key figures and practitioners in North American music as well. Cruz, born in 1925, was a dazzling performer. Her exuberant stage presence, unique comfort performing in an array of genres, endeared her to fans from diverse nationalities and across generations. Many still celebrate her as one of few women to succeed in the male-dominated world of Latin music. What is most impressive is that the music making of Celia Cruz remains a solid representation of Latin music on the whole, and in Cuba, and in North America, where our nation's diverse cultural heritage is a part of our collective musical identity. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in the Odyssey series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far. Join me Saturday at 7 p.m. Central for a night of world music here on Wisconsin Public Radio.